And, okay, so we're just going to be talking about missing persons cases, and I guess we could start at the beginning just in terms of, you know, when a case like this is brought to police, what are the initial steps? What's the procedure? How do the gears start turning?
Absolutely. So missing persons cases are all unique. They start with a reported missing person. Officer takes that police report, evaluates the circumstances, and then that report is assigned to a missing persons detective. The detective then follows up with the original complainant and begins to expand the amount of information available to them in that investigation. So they'll do that by asking specific questions about any potential endangerment, any characteristics of the case that may help guide them in the resources used. They will look for other sources of information. You know, at IMPD, we have the ability to use license plate reader technology in cases that involve vehicles. We have the ability to use our aviation unit, which deploys drones to areas to conduct preliminary assessments to look for specific evidence that can guide further action.
So you were talking a little bit about the information, the tools, things that are available to IMPD, but when you're actually communicating with families and friends, what's the information that, you know, everyone working a missing persons case hopes to receive from the family, friends? What's the most helpful, the most useful kind of information?
The most helpful information for us is accurate information. It's incredibly important that we're able to evaluate each piece of information independently, but then look at the greater investigation and make a determination if we have multiple pieces of information or evidence that corroborate certain facts, we're able to guide an investigation. When working with families, we establish a primary point of contact during that investigation. What we find in missing persons investigations is a lot of community collaboration and oftentimes use of social media. What we're constantly doing is communicating with the single points of contact and trying to ensure that any independent efforts are known to the lead detective, not in conflict with those actions, and that we are able to communicate appropriate information to that original reporting party. There are some circumstances where someone goes missing and doesn't want to be found. In those cases, the person has a right to privacy. We have to respect that. So we may not be able to provide as much information about a location once that person's found back to that reporting party.
So when the investigation's ongoing, you're gathering more information. Talk to me about the process of actually setting up a search and the timetable that investigators like to work with. I know every case is unique, and you don't want to jump the gun, just start searching every square inch of an area. But talk to me about that process.
So missing persons investigators evaluate each case uniquely, in the sense that there is different information available. One of the key factors is from how long has it been from the time that the person was last seen to the time that the missing person was reported to law enforcement. If a person is in a vehicle, there are many cases where they could have made it to a completely different state or all the way across the country by the time notification is made. However, if the person's on foot, may not have resources or the ability to travel in other means besides walking around a neighborhood, that may result in a different type of search. That may be a grid search, with a series of volunteers, law enforcement, firefighters on foot. So, as I said, each case is evaluated independently, and what we're looking for is information and specific evidence to guide us in a direction to pull in the appropriate resources at the appropriate time. What we may see is we may have a circumstance where we want to conduct a preliminary assessment using a drone through our aviation unit over hazardous landscape or a body of water. We may be looking for oil slicks or tire tracks near a body of water to provide specific evidence that a vehicle is there.
I guess the last thing on my end is, you know, missing persons cases are, of course, they are on the mind and hearts of the family and friends involved, but also they strike at the curiosity of people who are following along with it, and so it's kind of on the minds of everyone. What's kind of a message you want to leave for family, friends, the public following along with a case, just a message for them in terms of the efforts and things that police and investigators are putting in?
IMPD is committed to working missing persons cases using best practices, processes, policies, and all of the resources we can bring to bear. Those resources include community collaboration. They include technology. They include other agencies, law enforcement, volunteer services, the fire service, federal agencies. It's a very specific specialty, and the men and women at IMPD work very hard to evaluate each case independently and bring the appropriate resources at the appropriate time in these cases.